This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Come on. Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. How you doing on a pick and save football Friday? Packers, Niners, tomorrow, 7:15 kickoff. And are you getting nervous? Are you a little anxious about this one coming up tomorrow? I gotta be honest, I'm really not all that nervous. I think... You know, Brady and the Bucks NFC Conference Championship game probably will be nervous leading up to that one next weekend. But this one, I just don't feel as nervous. Now, again, there are numbers and there are stats to say maybe why I should be nervous. But I've just got this. Hold on one second here. I got to fix you up. Leroy's here early today. Well, not early for the show, but early by Leroy's standards. He's here early. Yeah. Gary Ellerson out today, so it's me and Leroy. Coming up on today's show, Marcus Eversole from 107.5 The Fan. You better call Eversole, WDUZ. He follows the Big Show every day. He'll join us coming up here in a half hour. We'll get the latest from Green Bay. We'll see if they've seen any Niner fans walking around town, because apparently – there's quite a bit of ticket sales coming out of California for this one. Ken Barkley, You Better You Bet, Odyssey, BetQL. He'll join us coming up in 90 minutes. And then Eric Crocker making his debut on the Big Show, Locked On 49ers podcast, Locked On NFL Draft podcast as well.
Is that Betty Crocker's son?
I do not think so. No. Played some cornerback in the Arena Football League for a few years as well. So we'll talk to Eric Crocker coming up in just a little bit. But as always, Leroy's favorite segment each and every week.
I don't have to participate.
During the football season, confident, concerned, and curious. Oh, I know. I know. It's you get fired up every week.
Let me drape my green and gold tea.
So there's a couple of things here. First of all, can you tell me the quarterback matchup, Leroy Butler? The last time the Packers beat the Niners in the playoffs, can you tell me who the quarterbacks were for both teams? Obviously, we know it wasn't Rodgers.
Well, yeah. The last time
the Packers beat San Francisco in the playoffs.
San Francisco in the playoffs.
Who were the quarterbacks? Your guy, Tom Silverstein, several days ago tweeted this out. It's really good.
Well, I already know. I don't want to do it. I already know.
Well, then tell me then. Nobody listening knows. Brett Favre, obviously, because there was no Rodgers, against Jeff Garcia.
Yeah, but he,
that's
he,
how long. That's how long it's been. 20 years. 20 years since they beat San Francisco in the playoffs. That's a long time. Now again, I said I'm not nervous, but he reads stuff like that, you're like, okay, well, that's,
you ever had a
didn't probably
you,
not a
who
positive.
Who were you dating? What year that was?
2001.
Who were you dating then? Don't say her name or his name. But that's old. And who you married to now is totally different. That's no reason to be nervous. That's an old relationship. Let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, it was toxic.
Toxic.
Hey, man, we couldn't agree on nothing. I mean, I wasn't supporting her. Her friends laughing at me because I wear, you know, the Ron Wolf slacks.
Mm-hmm.
To church.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a lot of gel in my hair, but I'm cute and I got a good credit rating. But we just didn't mesh. So we separated, but now I'm platinum. I got the real.
I got another one for you.
This comes. This whole relationship go, man.
This comes from Rick Gosselin.
Okay, that's my
Talk
guy.
Of Fame Network.com.
That's my guy.
49ers Packers playoff game draws referee Ron Torbert. And an all-star crew. Torbert's crew finished 14th of the NFL's 17 crew is in penalties. Home teams went 10-7 with Torbert as the head ref. Packers are 6-2 all-time with him as the head ref. Niners 3-5 when Torbert is reffing their games to this point. As a player, Leroy Butler, as a player or in the locker room, how often were who the refs were, was it brought up by Holmgren or by Sherman and so forth? I know Jason Kidd was all about it. Like, Jason Kidd would make sure these guys knew the background so they could ask about their kids and try and get on the same wavelength of these referees early in games. Jason Kidd was all about it in Milwaukee, but I don't know about the NFL.
Not zero. I can care less.
So the coaches never brought it up?
No. No, because I'm worried about San Francisco. I ain't got time for the refs. Because when you do that kind of stuff, it's baked in now. It's baked in to say if we lose, we're going to complain. Because the Dallas Cowboys, they're still talking about the refs and stuff like that. Now you have to look. Remember the referee from Brooklyn? We didn't want him to call.
Correct, because he's from Brooklyn or whatever. Yeah.
Man, Giannis still was dunking on people. I mean,
tells you how special they were. They overcame him.
Do you know these referees have lives? They're normal people. Right?
A lot of the NFL guys are lawyers.
Right. So, you know, well, I wouldn't use that as truth-telling. But I'm just saying, though.
Like Jerry Mark Bright, he was a lawyer.
I understand that. But lawyers ain't necessarily supposed to – they're just supposed to help their client.
The big muscle dude?
Yeah.
Referee, whose kid is a referee now? Hockley. He was a lawyer. Ed Hockley, he was a lawyer down in Phoenix.
Right. Yeah. So these guys have to live somewhere. So we don't have any referees living in – Green Bay, but I'm sure he called a Green Bay. And it's going to be fair. I respect referees more so than people. If your team loses, it's always the referee's fault. Do they make questionable calls? Of course. That's why they brought in the replay people and take it to New York and let them figure it out, you know. And now they got the quick replay thing, so you can say some of your replays. So it doesn't matter what these guys do, who call penalties. Because if I jump off sides, he's going to call that. That's not cheating, okay? And if you look at the San Francisco game, they had a lot of pre-snap penalties too, not just Dallas.
Right.
Dallas just had some egregious ones. A guy wrapped the guy up, and they call holding, and the Cowboy fans like, that's cheating. No, that's he wrapped
it was
the
a
guy
wrestling
up.
Move.
Right. You got to call
Randy Gregory.
That.
I don't know what he was thinking.
Right.
No idea.
Well, I know what the thinking is. If you wrap him up, my brother can come clean it up so he can't get to the next level of block. But it's still illegal. You cannot do it, especially on the outside, Steve. Now, on the inside, they still got called for that, too. So those referees was on point. So I think, hey, man, listen, the fans shouldn't even factor in the referee stuff. Just stick to the game. You got the best team. There's nothing to be nervous about. It really, you know what it's like, Steve? And you like this. You like going down to Orlando. It's like being on a roller coaster ride. You're nervous, but you know it's going to take off in a few seconds. You just release yourself. And let it happen. And there's nothing you can do about it. We got people calling around, calling people, trying to make them. Listen, you got the best of everything. That don't guarantee you're going to win. But it should make you feel better that way. Hey, man, I'm confident. Win, lose, or draw, I'm confident my team going to win. And you let it roll.
Confident, concerned, and
I do not want to be a meme like these Cowboy fans.
Well, it could happen.
It could.
Yep. Confident, concerned, and curious. The Van Hornreich toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms. Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the soon-to-be Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, listening on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Kenny and Marietta, you're next
Kenny.
Here on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Kenny?
Man, see, that's why I love Leroy Butler, because he keep it 100. Y'all ain't listening to him, man.
They never do.
Leroy, what's wrong with him,
man? I don't
man?
Know, man. They stop playing with me, man. I'm telling you, man. I don't know
man, you know what I'm saying? You know, like that old girl reference. Man, I don't care about her, man.
That's
she
old,
wasn't even
man.
That pretty, man. That's old. Come on, man. We got a better.
She wasn't even that pretty.
We got an all-pro linebacker. We got the AR-12, man. Come on, man. We got the running backs, man. We got stuff we did not have. I am so confident, man. My ankles are healed. I'm standing up, and I am able to jump. So I know I'm going to be – you know what I'm saying? You know, I couldn't even walk 2 months ago. God is good. Leroy, tell him, man.
I've been trying.
And then look, now I want to make one more reference to you in the Hall of Fame. Another thing that a lot of people ain't looking at, why – your play on the field was even more higher than most safeties in the league during your time and even after you. Didn't you have a problem with your feet or something where they say you couldn't play?
Oh, yeah.
That was when he was growing up as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but look what happened, though. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That's why, his book, if you haven't read his book, you should go get his book. His book is amazing.
You call me slow all the time, Steve.
Well, that doesn't change your slow. I mean, slow is slow, Kenny, regardless.
That's the point I'm trying to poke these people with, man. We got the wrong people to vote, man. Let's get it right, man.
No, they're going to get it right, Kenny. He'll get in this
thanks
time.
A lot,
thanks for
Kenny.
The call. He'll get
in
this
That's
time.
Why I like Rasul Douglas, man. This man ran like a 4.58, and it was like, well, he can't play corner. He got to go put him in the third round.
Speaking of that.
Just play. Jerry Rice ran a 4.6, man. This guy's
so,
a goat.
I don't know if y'all talked about this. I sent it to y'all while you were on the air yesterday. But since you brought that up, did you all bring up this Adrian Amos tweet yesterday?
Yeah, we talked about it.
It happened like towards the end of the show.
Yeah. We just ignored it, as you should have. Just keep it moving, man.
You didn't read it?
Yeah, I read
it. Did you read it?
I kept it moving.
And then he said, it's really about me.
Okay.
That's what he said.
He just... Yeah, it's okay. It's like going through a red light. You see yellow, you're going to keep going or you're going to stop.
Okay, but can I just read real
Most
quick?
Most people stop.
Can I
Go
read?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's your plan.
Adrian Amos yesterday said, if you get demoted, don't point fingers. If you care, it will hurt. But don't pout too long. Put it on yourself regardless of the reason. Get better so in the next opportunity, you are too valuable for that to happen again. This guy Carson responds, this is so direct, I wouldn't even call it a subtweet. Hope he learns from the adversity, though. And Adrian Amos responded back to him, it's really about me.
I'm not going to let that negativity come into me. I'm feeling too good.
But this is, I don't understand.
Let's just ignore that.
Who's better than him?
Just let it go.
Why? There's no way. He's starting. I don't know what he's talking about. But
right. That's why
there's nobody better than him that's going to start over him. Like, that's not a thing. Like, this can't be a thing. We're not taking a corner and moving him to safety for the playoffs for the first time, right? We're not moving Rasul Douglas to safety now just because I'm not going
to
be happy, Leroy. I'm doing post game Sunday night.
I'm trying to get you
happy
right now.
If they move some dude to safety, they haven't played it all year long,
and
they blow coverage, and it costs us a game because they're trying to be smartest guy in the room, I'm going to be hot.
Hallelujah.
Just telling you. Not going to be happy.
Take the wheel, I'm going to the passenger side. Steve done lost his mind. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. With a Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty. Chocolate, vanilla,
No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win. So act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Now, Shams Charania reported a couple weeks ago that DeMarcus Cousins, former Buck, was going to do a 10-day deal with the Denver Nuggets. And it's been a couple of weeks, and that still has not happened. Now, Andrew Morjanowski and ESPN is reporting that it's going to happen, and he might be able to play as early as tonight. So we'll see if that actually plays out or not with DeMarcus Cousins with the Denver Nuggets. Confident, concerned, and curious about this Packers team as they get ready to take on the Niners divisional round of the playoffs coming up here tomorrow night. 7:15 kick for that one. The Packers and Niners, of course, Gary Ellerson, myself, Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University. Immediately following that game, if your station carries us, you're all set. If they don't carry us, download that Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen that way. Can I just remind everybody of this?
How disappointed are you that you will not be a 49er?
Not as disappointed as the 49ers will be that they didn't draft me.
Said on draft night by Aaron Rodgers when he was drafted and asked that question because they took Alex Smith. He falls all the way to the Packers. And that was his response. To this point, he has yet to beat them in the playoffs. So will this be the time that it finally happens? We'll find out. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Steve, Northside in Milwaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Steve?
Good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Always a pleasure to talk with the greatest Packer of all time, Mr. Leroy Butler.
Thank you very much, Steve.
I am confident that the Packers are going to win this game.
Okay.
I'm a little bit concerned about the special teams.
That's
I'm curious, Mr. Butler, the legendary Fritz Schirmer, you guys ran a 4-3 when you employed what I like to refer to as the Wayne Simmons technique against Brent. The current Packer team running the 3-4, is it possible that they can have someone run the Wayne Simmons technique on Kittle? I know Kittle's more physical than Jones, but I'm thinking Rashawn Gary would be a perfect Wayne Simmons technique guy. What do you guys think?
Hey, man, platinum call. He right. Who has the cheat code when they play the Packers? Kittle, man. Just look every time he played the Packers. This guy, I mean, last time he played, he had 7 catches, 92 yards. He really hasn't been that big of a year this year like normal. But, yeah. That was Ken. Ken's right. We went out there and we was a 14-point underdog, I think. And they were like, well, we're going to do this. And Fritz came in. Eureka. That's for old folks. Got an idea. Well, for the Dominion kids, light bulb. Let's do a little 4-3. Okay, I like that because that put me in the box. So you know I like that. Wayne, this ain't your week. We just need you to just rub Brent Jones up. Wayne's like, facts. Say less. You give guys these roles. That's the role you get in the hallway on the way to the meeting room.
But y'all were beating up the wide receivers, too. It wasn't just Brent Jones.
But he was a factor. The West Coast is just like the...
Y'all were finesse.
West Coast is like a vein that goes to the heart, and the tight end is that part. If you can eliminate one of them, you got the other parts work harder. But that heart, if it ain't getting enough blood, going to have some issues. Okay? So just cut one or two of them veins. I know this sounds disgusting.
No, that was brilliant.
But I'm just saying, you cut. Okay, we can't cut everything. Cut one. See how they react. Steve Young like, man, what is going on, Riley? I said, man, we bought in. This week, though. Just this week, Wayne. You may not get no sacks, no tackles, nothing. You got to be okay with that. That's the only way we can win. Hey, say less. I'm good. You have to have players like that to go on to the next round. And the Packers got a lot of players like that. And he said 55s. If George Kittle get down there and look up and see 55 on him with fresh legs, he may say.
Or merciless if he's active.
There's
another one.
Boy, you small. How long you been on radio?
A couple of years.
There's the 4-3 guy. He's a bigger end to play 4-3. You can put 52 wherever you want. Him, you put Merciless and 91 as your two outside guys.
That means Savage gets to come up?
Hey, man, Dean Lowry. Exactly. Dean Lowry and Kenny Clark inside, you roll in your guys. But some guy has to say, this ain't the week for me. That's why I said the Amos tweet could be about Kiki. It could be. It could be about Kiki because you think, why did they just cut this guy?
Dude, he was a healthy scratch last week.
Yeah, for 3 weeks he's been trending. So it could be like, you know.
Or 2 weeks ago, I guess.
We got to figure out a way to give San Francisco something that they haven't seen, and that was Ken's point. Now, San Francisco, the reciprocal, my teacher taught me that. Let's flip it. They're going to give you something you ain't seen. That's what I told you with Fritz Sherman used to say. Pull his glass. Hey, I can't give you their damn playbook. Just go stop whatever they do. And it's normally the first 5 minutes of every game you figure out, oh, I know what they're doing. Now, can you stop it? That's a different.
Unless you're playing against Packers offense, which can't score on their first drive. So you don't got to worry about that. Let's go to.
That's supposed to change, though. I mean, they played against Detroit.
So I'm just telling you. That's been a thing. Like, they struggle in first quarters.
That's why I would have said.
Second quarters, they're fire. First quarters, it's a struggle.
I thought that's why y'all want them to play in Detroit so they can keep going. Let's see.
Let's see. Eric in Green Bay listening to WDUZ.
Eric, what's up,
what's going on, Eric?
Too much. What's happening, fellas?
What you got?
Hey, I love this confidence, concern, and curious question. I'm confident that the Packers are not going to get bullied around this Saturday. The same like past teams against Niners or the Bucs where, you know, coach just says, hey, go hit somebody as hard as you can with the crown of your helmet. And if they don't flag you good, and if they do, I'll pay the fine for you. But they should go punch him in the face and then bully him around for the whole game. That is not going to happen this weekend.
Yeah, we don't want no punching, though, Eric, because that's 50,000. And then you can't play next week. But I know your point.
Ask Bruce Arians.
I'm curious. I'm concerned that there's going to be way too much red and gold in Lambeau Field. Come on, people.
Don't even worry about that.
Selling
Eric.
Your tickets to California.
It's okay.
What are you trying to do?
I'm curious.
I'm curious how many of these returning players are actually going to see a lot of time and who's going to have the biggest impact. I myself am thinking that Darius is going to have the biggest impact. But, you know, those are my three C's.
Thanks. All right.
Thanks for the call.
Go Pack.
Go Pack.
Good day.
Thanks.
Real quick before we go to break, I'm going to do something like I normally do. I'm going to put it on the fast track. I'm going to jump to a concern first. Okay.
We got Marcus Eversole next, so.
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
Just my concern. I'm going to hold everything after Eversole because that's my guy. I don't want to never keep him waiting.
Agreed.
My concern is what Toby's about to play for me.
Oh, Toby's got something?
Toby got something for
me. All right.
I'm Debo.
Who?
Debo.
Debo Samuels, man. That's my concern, man. You seen Friday before? You seen Friday?
Mm-hmm. Long time ago.
You saw when Debo was coming down on that 10-speed bike and they had to put their chain up?
Yes. That is like your favorite movie of all time.
Yes, man.
You reference that movie more than any other movie.
Chris Tucker's playing. Yes. I love Ice Cube.
Very funny.
Debo.
Yeah.
This guy, I took him in the second round of the fantasy draft. They laughed at me. My receivers and I talked about all year. Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams, and Debo. That's how I won it.
You got the three all pros.
Yeah, that's why. But I was fine with it because my running backs was A.J. Dillon. A.J. Dillon scored me 2 touchdowns the last game before the Super Bowl. That's how I won it. These guys, why are you picking Debo? You should get the running back that got hurt from the Titans.
Derrick Henry?
Sitting right there. I said, hey, I'm good. Missed the 9 weeks. Debo, man, that's my concern. I'll tell you the other two later.
I think there's another concern besides Debo.
Well, you hold it for me.
I will.
You hold it.
Mike the Painter, real quick. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show on a Pick and Save Football Friday. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm going to go with the same way Leroy went. I'm going to go with my concern is really how we're going to attack Debo when he's coming out the backfield running. If they're going to stay in their lanes or they're going to keep them under control and how they're going to flow to them as a team. Curious is the same as the last caller. I don't know how many plays like Za'Darius is going to play and, you know, and the other guys that were injured, Randall Cobb and so forth. Confident that the Packers are going to come out victorious and we're going to be preparing for the NFC Championship game.
In Tampa Bay again. Yeah, thanks for the call.
That's what I want, because the only way Aaron Rodgers is going to be the GOAT, you got to beat the GOAT. If he beat Tom Brady, assume everything goes as I'm
he's
praying.
1-5 in conference championship games.
Steve,
that's going to be talked about him later.
It won't be talked about if he beat Tom Brady and go to Super Bowl.
Agreed. But I'm just saying, right. I'm saying the other side. If he loses to to whoever it is, let's say if he loses to Stafford.
Oh, man.
Let's say, now it's worse if he loses to Stafford, right?
I'm just talking about Tom.
Would you agree? It's worse.
Stafford ain't going to make it.
I agree with you. Brady's going to beat him. But I'm just saying, if Stafford beats Green Bay in Green Bay, that will be even worse than losing to Brady, in my opinion.
You may be on to something with that.
Crushing.
Yeah, because you're going to be a big favorite.
I would be so crushing if that happened. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Leroy Butler. Up next, Marcus Ebersol. WDUZ 107.5 The Fan. Better call Ebersol. He comes, follows us each and every day on WDUZ. He joins us next here on the Wendy's Big Show. We'll see how many Niner fans are walking around Green Bay. Straight ahead.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Big Day Football Friday here on the Wendy's Big Show. And speaking of Wendy's, get a better breakfast at Wendy's. Buy any breakfast sandwich, you get any size drink in a Wendy's cup for free. Coffee, soda, frosty chino, you name it. You can get it for free when you buy a Wendy's breakfast sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, soon to be Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Friend of the show, friend of everybody, really. Everybody loves him. He is Marcus Ebersol. Of course, of 107.5 The Fan. Better call Ebersol after the Big Show each and every day. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Thanks so much for coming on, Marcus. How are we doing on a Football Friday?
Doing better after that intro. I don't know if everybody loves me, but I like to think that I don't have too many enemies, and I love you guys. So thanks for having me on.
I've never come across anybody that's ever said a bad word about you, ever. Never. Ever. So, well, yeah, I'm going to roll with everybody loves Marcus Ebersol.
Nothing is 100%.
Okay.
You know how.
No, nothing is 100%. No.
He could have had a girlfriend back in the third grade that see him on Facebook or something. Say, yeah, I remember that time he took my crayons. I mean, things happen.
Yeah, you know? You're true. Yeah. Some people don't get over Facebook. Things. I don't know who those people are, though. Marcus, I first want to get your thoughts. So, how are you feeling going in this game? Do you have any nerves? Because I don't. Like, I'm going to be nervous about Tampa Bay for sure. But I don't really have any nerves about this game. I feel pretty confident in how this Packer team stacks up for this one.
I am right there with you. Now I understand having some nerves just for the simple fact that it is kind of, I don't know, human nature, life as a fan, to bring up what's happened in the past. Now, like, you break it down from an analytical perspective, and what happened the last three times these two teams met in the playoffs, it just doesn't matter. I mean, that's Jim Harbaugh and Colin Kaepernick and then Raheem Mostert a couple of years ago. It was a different Packers defensive scheme. So, I mean, I understand if the fan base maybe has a little trepidation, some worries because of, you know, these two uniforms, these two helmets meeting in the playoffs. I guess I get it, but you just look at it from a matchup perspective. I feel like the Packers have righted a lot of their wrongs from when they were just boat raced in those two games 2 years ago against the 49ers. And I'll say this, I don't want to put it all on one player, but I'm looking at Devondre Campbell in this game. Obviously, hey. It's the first time the Packers had a first-team All-Pro inside linebacker Ray Nitschke back in 1966. And when I think about that NFC Championship game 2 years ago, the image that's lasting in my mind is basically Blake Martinez trying to chase down Raheem Mostert from 10 yards behind him. With all due respect to Blake Martinez, he got paid by the Giants, made a good living. He's a fine linebacker, but he's not Devondre Campbell. And I think of all the – obviously Aaron Rodgers gives you confidence every time he's under center, but Devondre Campbell specifically gives me a lot of confidence going into this one.
See, that's why everybody loves you. Because that's exactly right.
Now you agree with me. Now yes. Everybody loves him because yes. He agrees with you.
And okay. I'm going to give that young lady that in the third grade, wherever she's at, if she can reach out, we'll give her a signed football and everything's done. Okay, let's move on because I want to get to the cheat code. And to me, Marcus, it has to be George Kittle. Now, this guy's very unselfish. He was one of the top tight ends. He got banged up. He's in the offense. He has to block a lot. He doesn't complain a lot. I never heard a lot of complaint. I don't get 15 throws, targets, just blocks, get a couple passes. He's open. He don't complain. He don't go over to Jimmy Garoppolo and say, man, throw me the ball and scream and curse at him. But for some reason, when he plays the Packers, they really try to get him the ball. So, and we got to figure out a way, and I think it was Ken. One of our callers said a great idea would be like we did like 95 with Wayne Simmons, put somebody on him to limit his access. So what do you think about George Kittle?
I mean, he's a difference maker in every sense of the hyphenated word, I suppose. I mean, you look at the numbers on Kittle, and if numbers tell the whole story, then they've essentially been phasing him out. Over the past month or so. That's not the case, because even if he's not, as you said, even if he's not catching passes, I think he had one catch against the Cowboys last weekend. Even if he's not catching passes, he's bullying dudes in the run game. I mean, he's like having an extra offensive tackle out there at 250 pounds, whatever he is. He's a heck of a run blocker, great two-way player. And even if his numbers are down, you can never sleep on him. It is interesting. I already brought up Devondre Campbell. You bring up Wayne Simmons, and what do you do against Kittle? Because you have to have a plan. And obviously, he has had a lot of success against the Packers in the past. Perhaps that involves the safeties. Do they drop down Adrian Amos? Obviously, Leroy, you can speak to how they could potentially use their safeties. Because even though Kittle's numbers are down, it would be the least shocking thing ever if Kittle came out and caught 9 passes, 100 yards, whatever, against the Packers on Saturday night, tomorrow night. Yeah, he's just that good, even if the numbers haven't been there recently.
Yeah, Marcus, I don't want to bore the people, but we have to talk about it. Both special teams aren't that great, but Robbie Gould, I think he's 18 for 18 in the postseason. And the guy, he kicked in Chicago, so he'll be the 11 degrees, allegedly, what it may be, won't bother him. But it just seemed like special team is the one thing that really makes you say, oh, you know what, I'm confident in this game, but a special team can cost them. And this is what I tell to people. A lot of those players who played, they had to play in the base and on special teams. So now, most of the guys coming back, a lot of those guys going to the special team exclusively. So they should be bigger, stronger, and better.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean,
I don't think he bought that one, Steve. Steve, I don't think Marcus bought that one.
I'll say this. If we're looking for optimism about special teams, they've been trending in the right direction over the past month. Now, frankly, I'll highlight that Bears game a little over a month ago. I don't think it could have gotten any worse. That was probably the single worst special teams performance I've seen when it comes to return unit, coverage units at literally every facet. Well,
Marcus,
special team.
Yeah. Check this out. Yeah. Rick Goslin does the special teams rankings, right? And of course, the Packers are last this year. In 2020, they were 29th. In 2019, they were 26th. In 2018, they were last. Give me a break. They've been horrible forever, Marcus.
Well, they changed coaches, right? Because of that.
They promoted the assistant to take over.
But change is change.
I guess.
Yeah.
And they've had, one good year out of the past
what, like decade or so since they won the Super Bowl. Beyond that, they've just been bad. You would think even if you changed nothing that they just, you know, by mistake stumble into having a good special team. At least one season with a successful special teams unit. Clearly that's not this season. It's hard to conjure up a whole lot of confidence with the special teams. However, and with all due respect, it clearly matters. Games can be won and lost on special teams when it comes to a, you know, made or missed kick or something like that. At the same time, there is a reason it's considered the third phase of special teams. I think the Packers are good enough offensively and defensively to win the Super Bowl. But if whatever special teams unit's on the field, if they're punting, if it's a punt return unit out there, if Crosby's lining up a field goal, I mean, what's going through most Packers fans' minds in that moment in a winner-go-home or winner-stay-home scenario? I mean, you're watching through your fingers at this point. So, yeah, Robbie Gould, Aaron Rodgers has always given him a whole lot of credit as far as being a good cold-weather, bad-weather kicker. Same thing with Mason Crosby. Crazily enough, even though Crosby's missed a bunch of kicks this year, of all the ingredients of the special teams, all the coverage units, return units, and everything, if Crosby's lining up in a clutch situation to win a game, I still feel confident in him. That can sound crazy to say.
What did that noise, Steve?
He's proven it over the years.
I don't know.
Tell him, Marcus.
No, I'm not there with you on the confident aspect. I get nervous watching extra points, and unless a game-winning field goal.
I try to keep him to stay focused, but something else got him all riled up.
Listen, I'm almost to this. More okay, confident Marcus. In Crosby in a clutch, like potential game-winning situation than I am a 38-yarder midway through the first quarter at this point.
Like, okay.
Again, it's not just Crosby. It's the snapper, it's the holder, it's the right side of the line, which has allowed almost four block kicks this year, seemingly. But in the clutch, Crosby's he's been money. So I still feel confident.
Talking with Marcus Eversoll, Better Call Eversoll, after the Big Show weekdays on 107.5 The Fan, WDUZ in Green Bay. Follow him on Twitter at Marcus Eversoll. What did you make of this tweet yesterday Adrian Amos? I don't know if y'all talked about it or not on your show. If you get demoted, don't point fingers. If you care, it will hurt. But don't pout too long. Put it on yourself regardless of the reason. Get better so in the next opportunity you are too valuable for that to happen again. And this Carson dude responds, this is so direct I wouldn't even call it a subtweet. Hope he learns from the adversity, though. Amos responds, it's really about me. First of all, I agree 1,000% with his message to every person listening as far as how you react in that situation. Mm-hmm. I think he's 100% correct. They're not replacing this dude going into a playoff game, right? I mean, this is about something else. This clearly cannot be about him getting sat for a playoff game.
Absolutely not. And Adrian Amos is as steady as they come. I guess you always want to, you know, go with the old never say never. You never know, but no, in this case, you know, Adrian Amos, there's no way they can demote him in a situation like this. Absolutely not. I know a bunch of the comments on that tweet suggested that perhaps it was referring to Kingsley Keke, who was just cut by the team, and it's been reported that he had a disagreement with the coaching staff, with his playing time, his role, whatever else, and then right after he gets cut, Amos sends off that tweet, and that's the speculation. So Amos clarifies, and I don't know, I mean, I don't know exactly, this is speculation on my part, but for Amos to come out and say, you know, I'm just talking about myself, it's no one else specifically, to me that kind of reads like reading between the lines as, yeah, it was about Kingsley Keke and you guys are on to me, so I'm just going to say it's about myself. That's kind of how I read it, because there's no way that Amos is getting benched or demoted, and we don't know. Kingsley Keke is no longer Packer.
What if? And this sounds crazy, and I wouldn't be happy, but what if they come out and it's Alexander, King, and Stokes, and Rasul Douglas is starting at safety next to Savage?
It'd be really interesting, but I would really, especially in a game against the 49ers, I would question that.
Yes,
I
mean, because Amos comes lightly up. Right, I agree.
It ain't happening.
Yes.
I just let Steve, I didn't want to interrupt him with all these what ifs and stuff.
I didn't tweet it out. He said it was about him. I'm going with what he said.
Yeah, you can ignore it, man. Just keep
good. I'll ignore it. just
no, you tried to.
If Amos is not a starter,
you text me.
If Amos not starter tomorrow,
text me.
Oh, you'll hear me yelling from my house to your house in Oak Creek. We don't live that far apart. You'll hear me yelling because I'm not going to be happy.
Marcus, I would love to hear him explain that
real quick. Have you seen a lot of Niner fans in Green Bay to this point? Because they're saying Green Bay Press Gazette, like 15-20% of tickets being bought are from the state of California right now in the secondary market.
We like their money too. Come on,
I have not seen many Niners fans so far. They travel well. It's a passionate fan base. I'm sure there will be plenty of Niners fans here. I'll just share this. I have family out in California, and a cousin of mine, big 49ers fan, and he texted me at a couple. My mom actually had two tickets offered to her, asked if anybody she knows would want them or could use them. She right away reached out to the cousin in California, the Niners fan, could you use the tickets? My mom told me about that, and I'm like, Mom, big mistake. Don't tell him you have tickets available. Now you need to stall as much as you possibly can, play it out as long as you can, and hope that your friend sells them to someone else. So she did that. She stalled, and meanwhile, cousin in California is trying to line up a spot at my house to stay overnight if he makes the trip. Sure enough, stalling worked. A Packer fan bought the tickets. Too bad, so sad, cousin. Maybe next time the Niners come to Lambeau, you can stay with me. But man,
that's harsh.
Not in the cards.
I love it. Marcus Eversole, Better Call Eversole. Check him out today after the big show. Follow him on Twitter at Marcus Eversole, 107.5 The Fan, WDUZ. Marcus, always a pleasure to have you on, buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. There he is, Marcus Eversole. On the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Want to cash in during the pro football playoffs? Try out Giving Props, a free-to-play contest on BetQL.com. Every round of the playoffs, they'll post 10 props. Simply create an account and make your picks for a chance to win $2,000 in weekly winnings. Plus, just by signing up, you've entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Get started today at BetQL.com/props. That's BetQL.com/props. Let's go to Carl in Allentown, Pennsylvania. You're next, Carl, on the Wendy's Big Show with Sparky and Leroy Butler. What's up,
Carl?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I got a couple of concerns. One is that the 49ers running game. So not only have they been more effective recently running the ball, but they prefer to run the ball. And I'm not sure that we have actually faced or shut down a team that tries to run the ball all season. So that's one concern of mine. On the other side of the ball, offensively, I don't even know that we plan to run. I hope we do. But if we plan to run the ball, my fear is that, we go through one or two series and then we can't get the run game going, and then they just abandon the run. And I don't think we're going to be able to beat this team if we abandon the run. I'm looking at, 15 to 18 carries and like 45 passes. I don't think that's going to get it done.
I share the same fear of them abandoning the run if they don't get it going early. That I'm with you on 100%, Carl. Thanks for the call. Because we've seen it before, Leroy. We saw it when McCarthy was here. We've seen it with LaFleur, where if they don't get going early on in a game, they forget about it until the fourth quarter if they're up, and then all of a sudden A.J. Dillon comes in and they go back to handing it off.
Yeah. I got a question for you at the top of the hour. I asked Gary yesterday. I'll ask you at the top of the hour.
Very good. All right, so that's
something to do with what we're talking about now.
Okay, very good. We'll talk about that coming up next. Confident, concerned, and curious. Bunch of people tweeting in at Big Show Network. We'll read some of those. We'll take your calls as well. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. And, of course, don't forget to check out VanHornRental.com as well, based in Plymouth, Wisconsin. That's where I get all my rental vehicles. More Wendy's Big Show up next here on the Big Show Radio Network.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.